Hey, the weaponization of demonic powers. We have talked about it in some of the other sessions what we've done over the last year, even. And this is one that is called simply Secret Covert Spiritual Warfare. And it comes with a little bit of an urgency, again, because just this week, another ministry, a team of individuals that have been out there for years upon years. I'm not going to describe, you know, what kind of ministry they do. But years ago, back, I think as far as the very late 80s, early 90s, they got involved with helping those who had multiple personality disorder, that had satanic ritual abuse. And they were familiar with the deliverance issue and the inner healing issue. Well, I haven't been around them for a long time, and as with many other ministries that we have networked with and had worked with over the years, we have seen again and again this secret covert spiritual warfare, the coven within. The coven within. Now, if we can begin to take a look at this, because I'm going to touch on the military side of it. I'm going to touch on just the coven side of things. And this will deal with the weaponization of demonic powers. And you can go back to Kings, 2 Kings chapter 21, 22. Manasseh, I believe, once the door was opened, again, these ancient beings, these extra-dimensional beings have tremendous power. They're experts in deception, seduction, sabotage, subterfuge, all of those things. If we think for a moment that the United States military has not been infiltrated, has not been influenced, has not been touched, then millions of dollars that have been spent on PSYOP projects, black ops, projects that Sidney Gottlieb was in, projects that Colonel Shannon was in, then we really, really are missing what's happening to our own nation, what's happening in the world around us. And it's not just about our nation. It is about a tremendous spiritual struggle. It is about this incredible battle that began in the heavenlies and continues here. It is about the end goal that so many have missed for so long, Revelation 19:19, where it talks about one of the largest militaries in human history be gathered there, multinational. It'll be the most powerful, the most advanced. But let me tell you, technology has met spirituality. Technology has met spirituality all the way back in the Old Testament days. Now, some of you understand the concept of Nephilim and what occurred in Genesis 6. A number of books are being written about it, and there's a reason why. There's a reason why, because, you know, they were there then, in that day. The watchers in the heavenlies, the fallen beings that came down and took the women and created offspring. Nephilim, a human demonic hybrid. Now listen, if you're a biblical Christian and you understand what it is to be biblical, you gotta understand that this is a biblical reality. This is the revelation of God in Genesis 6, that the Nephilim were on the earth in those days, and then again later. And when you begin to trace that out, whether you're reading a number of books that have been written on the subject out there. I won't even mention the authors, but you can go and you can do a search. And, well, just Chuck Missler, and you can read Patrick Curran and others that have written on this subject already. Others have talked about it, Tom Horn and others, and put it in their websites. So information is coming out. More is being said right now. And the reason that we need to do that is look again at the Word of God. And the Word of God says that what occurred there. And if you study at all the book of the prophecy of Enoch that has been quoted three times in the book of Jude, then you understand a little bit about how the demonic side works and what it is they want. They want total control. There's an agenda. There's a frantic fight to beat the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you don't understand that, go to Revelation 19:19, and you will see the ultimate reason why satanic powers will come and manifest in an unprecedented way. How satanic powers will bring about political ideology, will bring influence and control and a uncanny influence to politicians, to governmental laws, to the interactions of nations. We're going to see some of the strangest things in the world because this is coming from the other side. The troops on the other side have amassed at the border. They're waiting for the great revolt. They're waiting for the apocalypse of the man of lawlessness, the man of sin, the man, the Antichrist, Antichristu. The little horn, spoken about in Daniel. And listen, if you're somebody who doesn't even know God, maybe you're a Luciferian that has gotten a hold of this, and I absolutely understand that some of the SRAers, some of the chosen ones out there, some of you, even elitists, will get a hold of this because it's being downloaded and sent, and we know that's occurring all over the place. Some of you have even written to us and interacted, and we welcome that interaction. We welcome what you have to say. And so many times there is arrogance. And you believe that you're going to win, and you believe that. Some people sometimes write me, and they ask me, they say, "Hey, Russ, do you really think that Satan thinks he can win?" And I'm going to tell you again what I personally believe. I do believe, at least he believes that. And that's why there's this constant attempt. I'm going to be doing a session here coming up on the satanic of Satan knowing prophecy, probably better than most pastors and most Christians. He has to. It's part of the strategy to know his enemy. God, Yahweh, the Lord Jesus Christ, is the enemy of this entity. And he has to know what's going on. And if you read Revelation chapter 7, just for a quick look again at that, you're going to see the dragon, the ancient dragon, standing in full force, waiting there for the Christ child to be born. This tells you immediately that he was preempting biblical prophecy. He was waiting there in Israel. He knew the Messiah was coming. And look what it says about him, that he was there to devour the Christ child. He was there to take him down. And we see the attack again and again that he played and brought on Jesus. Matthew 4, the audacity of this fallen cherub to stand there and battle the Son of God, God incarnate. And here he wants to offer all the kingdoms of the world. You get some clues here because it's been given to him. Now, of course, he was lying. If you don't understand the nature of this enemy, listen, whether you're military, whether you're government, maybe again, pastor, whatever you may be, if you do not understand the reality of the satanic presence, if you do not believe that this entity really lives as a super being, Paul Von Ward, a defector, actually, I believe, at least in the expression of the Christian faith, his book God's Consciousness and Genes, that deals with the collective voices of the advanced beings. And he deals with this kind of history of searching out and looking at the different places in history where these, quote, advanced beings have talked about. Now, he also talks about, and you'll see the spirit of Antichrist in his book. You'll see him wanting to shred Christianity, wipe away biblical supernaturalism, and begin to deal with kind of a technology. It's going to be this, you can begin to read what it is, the Ascended Masters. If you've read Alice Bailey or Helena or David Spangler and many of those who are in touch with the Ascended Masters, even military individuals in the mill labs, underneath the earth, in the secret places, please understand that the powers that you are dealing with are so far advanced, so far beyond you. If you are not born of the Spirit of the living God, if you do not have the authority of Christ, if you do not have the spiritual perception, you are spiritually dead in your discernment. You can't understand the spiritual influences. If you're involved in contact, if you're involved in interacting with energies, a presence, kind of like Dan Sherman, who claims that he worked with the NSA, and he was kind of an intuitive that operated actually through some kind of machinery, receiving information coming from extra-dimensional beings. The Word of God has prophesied and has told us from 1,000 years ago or 2,000 years ago to 3,000 years ago, that the global conspiracy is a reality. The global conspiracy is fueled by a secret power of lawlessness. So if you're not a believer, if you're a Luciferian, a Satanist, or whatever you may be, I'm urging you, and especially if you're involved in military, I am urging you to do a little bit of study. With this session on the website from Shatter the Darkness, we have also made a little bit of a web page or a newsletter that goes with this. So you might have gotten this just on the web all by itself, but we've made a little newsletter that goes with this and have poured out some of the biblical revelation. If you understand what it is to have spirits contact you, to acquire powers, to feel as a remote viewer energy coming over you, or a sense of presence as you are then lifted and you're able to remote view and to remote influence, that's not where it has stopped. What about the psychic assassination? What about not only remote influencing, the sense of touching and weaponizing remote viewing? I mean, the astral projectors have done this for years. The Luciferians and the Brotherhood and others have learned and understood what they have called blitzkrieg warfare, lightning warfare spiritually. We'll talk more about that in a few moments. But whoever you are, I want you to hear this story just for a moment, because I want you to, you know, maybe again, some of you, by the providence of the living personal God, will get a hold of this and you'll listen to it. And God is trying to communicate something in giving you a warning. Again and again, in this state that I live in and outside of the state, I have met with Christians and individuals here and there, organizations and pastors and others, who've simply told me of the incredible, weird warfare that they've been going through. Now, just lately, when my wife came home to tell me about this organization that I care about a lot, an organization that does very, very good things, but because they have among them an unhealed cult multiple that on the surface, the person would be very nice and be very caring and so forth, but internally, there is what I call the coven within. The coven within. Now, a lot of the satanic, richly abused individuals know exactly what I'm talking about. You know that on the outside there are little children personalities, there are other personalities and so forth, but you know that deep within you, and some of them are going to listen to this. Some of the priestesses, some of those who understand powers, you understand the ancient languages, Belteshazzar, Guam, and all the Pictish ones, and how to communicate and how to speak in languages, to conjure even so-called demonic languages that have been taught to you in books made, the covers made with human skin, the books that are demonized and coded with the satanic DNA, spiritual power. And you understand these things. And so many of you are going to understand that deep within you, as a quote, chosen one, and it's the inside personalities that are deep within that will understand this. The creation of sub-personalities began way back, I believe, with the Germans. It was a demonic technology. God never intended for the human soul to be split through trauma-based splitting, or through technology, or through drug-induced. There has been this incredible search. Look who really, you know, delved into it. The Nazi doctors. They learned how to do these things. They learned how to split human personality. They learned what it was. They were searching so desperately. Now listen, I believe with someone looking over their shoulders, somebody who had their hands in their brains. I'm talking about the demonic realm having their hands in the brains of so-called scientists, so-called doctors, who did not have the Spirit of God, who did not have the power of the living God's discernment within them. And they had no protection. So many of them were steeped in occultic, you know, they already had all these doors for that dark side to come in with this constant lie that they were getting secret, elitist information that would lead them on the path to spiritual evolution with the goal of deification. That is the Genesis chapter 3 revelation of the lie that has been going on, and the lie that has been poured out among the Gnostics in the New Age, among Luciferians, Albert Pike, Masons, all across the board. You can find out the Luciferian doctrine as revealed, as God revealed it in Scripture, of what he offered humanity. So, Mr. Military Man and government official, and listen, those who are scientists that are leaping into this and have been doing it for a long time here in the United States, has been over 60 years. You know, Estabrook's back in the 40s wrote the little book on hypnosis where he reveals the research that has been done to split human personality, to create sub-personalities, to weaponize those personalities to make them useful for the military as reconnaissance, as sowing disinformation, as assassins, and on and on and on. Now, you can imagine in the 40s when they learned this material. But what they did not understand was that the technology to split the human core came from the other side. Just as in the days of the Watchers, where they trained the human beings in sorcery and witchcraft. By the way, that's probably where Wicca started. It is an ancient religion, brought down into a fallen world by the Watchers. And sorceries and conjuring of powers and using powers. There is both a physical training on building weapons by them, and also a spiritual basis of weaponry and powers. And the Nephilim clearly had powers inbuilt in the genetics. So many of you who have been the splitters, the programmers, and the handlers, the Luciferians, the ones up the ladder, you understand. You know what it is. You know what it is to seek that blood out, how there's power in the blood, in the genetics, because of the latent... Now listen, this is where the danger comes in for a lot of the remote viewers, Ed Mitchell and all the others, Buchanan and Smith, Dames, all of them across the board, Ingo Swan, all of them. And this is simply a warning for somebody who's prayed for you for years, who loves you, who cares about your life. I want you to understand that all of you have within you an aversion, maybe an unconscious drive to reject the real and living Christ, to accept a false Christ who you have no relationship with and you have no power from. Notice that you constantly seek other streams of spirituality. The Spirit of the living God will always draw man back to the God the Creator, the infinite, immeasurable, incredible, brilliant God, and then that God revealed in human flesh, the Logos, the reason for existence, the real intelligent design behind all that exists, became flesh and dwelt for us. Now think about it just for a moment. The incarnation, biblical Christians, Satanist Luciferians, remote viewers and military men and women and scientists and others. The incarnation is the rage of angels, the hatred of the demons, and the incredible rage of the elect angels of God, because you're dealing now with what was prophesied 700 years before it occurred, out of Isaiah, that there would be a virgin with a child, there would be Emmanuel. There was prophesied 600 to 700 years prior that he would be born in Bethlehem. There was prophesied 1,000 years before Christ came into this world in Psalm 16 that this Holy One would not see decay, a reference to and followed up in the New Testament as a declaration and fulfillment of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Listen, at least look into the physics of God. Look into the physics of the incarnation, where the Spirit of the living God moved upon a virgin girl whose bloodline goes all the way back to Adam. There is no Nephilim blood. There is no demonized tribes that were connected. The bloodline was uncorrupted. And the physics of that involve that God would fully become man, uncorrupted in every single way, that he might come to give his life to do this incredible wielding of power at the cross. It shows his love, it shows his compassion, but it also shows this incredible, and I'm going to say it again, and I challenge you to study it, the physics of God. The physics of God, the cross, involves the physics of God at the second coming, when the mortal shall put on immortality in a flash. You've heard of it before, the twinkling of an eye. The Greek word used, atomic. It's almost as though God is trying to say, even to scientists and others, what is going to happen about you know, at that moment, this resurrection, this catching up, this instant change for those who have the Spirit of the living God dwelling in them through their faith in the living, personal God in Christ Savior, the Lord Jesus. Has anybody cared for you more than him? Has anybody done for you more than him? Is there any person like him? He's unequal. Listen, you can come up with all these stories. In the blood cults of Rome, Mithras, Mithra, you can come up with all these stories of so-called savior gods that are counterfeit, like Quetzalcoatl and others. Where are they? Where are the followers? Where is the relationship? I'm not talking about the Catholic Church. I'm not even talking about the visible physical church. I'm talking about the living God, and in the physics of incarnation, that Jesus Christ is unlike. He's called the monogenesis, John's Gospel, chapter 3, verse 16. He is absolutely one of a kind, prophesied, listen, up to 300 times in the Old Testament of his coming, his visible appearing, his being born. Listen, it simply says it in Hebrews 2:14, since the children, you and I, have flesh and blood, he too would share in the humanity, that he might taste death. Listen, scientist. Listen, Luciferian. Do you understand the nature of death? God said in the beginning, when he gave the word of God to protect the human race, when he gave the word of God that would absolutely have sealed in a good way and totally protect the human race from the fall, from corruption, from all of it. God said that if we would break that, listen to the liar, if we would give in to the want-to-be God, the fallen cherub, that we would surely die. Now, you know, study the Hebrew all you'd like. The concept is clearly out there in the Hebrew. In dying, you shall die. There was an immediate spiritual death with an immediate kickoff to what we know as the physicality of death. The physicality of death, of dying, when the human spirit is ripped from the body, because the body is decaying. The body is dying. It's not just a matter of getting older. It is a matter of listen, those of you in your 60s, and maybe some of you are from old Lebensborn, some of you who are the older Nazis, some of you who are the military men sitting at Los Alamos, sitting at Phillips Labs, sitting in some of those bases underground, maybe in the mountains. As if God cannot see, it's already been prophesied concerning the mountains. I'm sharing with you that God created humanity to know him, to walk with him in relationship, because of a love that he loves you with. And he knows your identity. He knows all about you. And the word of God, listen, even if you don't accept it now, I want you to at least consider it. Consider it. Ask yourself whether or not you even know who you are, origins, beginning or endings, where you're going spiritually. And the reason I'm saying this is because there is a secretive, covert warfare going on. There is a coven within, hundreds of thousands of chosen ones, hundreds of thousands that have been created since the 50s. They're all over Pennsylvania, all over California, psych wards all over the United States. They've been in the DSM-4, and they've been trying to define it. They've been trying to heal it. They've been trying to help it. They've been trying to understand it. They've been trying to medicate it with drugs and psychotherapy. They've been trying to shut it down. Those involved in the projects of Monarch and MKUltra and others, all the other sub-projects, Centauri and Tapestry and Orion and all of the other ones that involve the attempt to create super soldiers, the attempt to create superhuman beings, the attempt to find, quote, the latent power of the soul and draw it up and test it and then weaponize it. And I'm going to tell you that that is the agenda of the fallen angel, that its roots are in his agenda, and he's looking for military men, he's looking for governmental people, he's looking for individuals, even soldiers that will buy into this lie of being transformed into a superhuman. And some of you listening who've been to Fort Bragg and some of the other places in the past with Stubblebine and with Colonel Shannon and all the rest of these who've taught you, they've shredded your humanity. It is not a transformation where God comes into your life with power and opens your heart to know him in a personal way with the absolute, indefeatable, unconquerable truths and promises of immortality. Immortality. Based on the physics of God. 1 Corinthians 15, you can study about the bodies and the different kinds of bodies and what Jesus did at the cross and what he willed. At the resurrection, he blasted apart the finality of death. He opened the door to an assured immortality, to a glorification of the redeemed human race that has not yet appeared anywhere in history. There's the Adamic nature, there's the fallen nature, there's the Nephilim demon-human hybrid, there's the redeemed nature of being born again by the Spirit of God in Christ and having the deposit of the Spirit of God guaranteeing what is to come, but what is to come has not yet occurred. The glorification. As God desires the salvation of all men and all women, everywhere at all times, salvation begins in a initiatory coming in of God, of Christ, of a opening the eyes to the spiritual eye. Listen, if you're an occultist, you understand this. You understand your third eye and demons giving you powers. Some of you in the deep occult-oriented, latent occult-oriented military side of things, you understand these things. And if you keep believing that they're just good little entities and superior beings, advanced beings that are here to give you information, here to lead you to a spiritual evolution, to a deification of humanity. They have lied to you. They have lied to you. And when you begin to figure out the lie and begin to want to get away, they're going to turn on you. Some of you know that. They're going to show themselves what they really are. And I'm going to tell you now, the only way out is the authority of Jesus Christ, the authority of his name, the power that he wielded at the cross tells us in the book of Colossians chapter 2 that that he literally made a public spectacle of the demonic extra-dimensional beings, that he triumphed over them by the cross. Now listen, some of you may just laugh at the cross and think very little of the cross. Maybe you've never been touched by the power of the cross. Some of you listening, the demons within, they're just jerking you around right now. They want you to shut it off right now. They want to put you to sleep right now because of the coven within, because of the, well, we'll get to that in a moment again. I'm just simply giving you warning. I'm just simply giving you a heads up. Now, I began this whole thing to tell you about what occurred to this organization locally, how it has right now a conflict from the leadership, from the very neck of the organization, the leadership. I was concerned about this and have prayed about it over the years. And now things have surfaced. And now I have to intervene. Now I will also intervene in this, because it's a great organization and has saved the lives of hundreds of babies and has led many to Christ. Yet there is an unhealed chosen one among them that has been driven by the unhealed, intact, cult loyal, satanic loyal, Luciferian loyal personalities who have been buried and been hidden for some time, but after a while they begin to operate and begin to seek out and begin to conjure and begin to draw in their powers. And because they are satanic powers and dark powers, they are going to look at that organization, the leader of that organization, the staff workers in that organization. They're going to look at all of them as hated enemies. Subpersonalities who have demonic presence, who have been developed in the powers of darkness over the years. Whether you've had the demonic presences put in you at the point of splitting and programming, whether it's been transferred, whether you've been taught how to conjure and receive these powers and then use those powers hate the blood of Jesus. Those powers hate the name of Jesus. Those powers within give you an abnormal, intense hatred with cursing and with a heart of destruction. Christians around you, you see them as the enemy, but you only see with darkened eyes, the black flame. You only see with those eyes. If you take for a few moments your humanity, if you take for a few moments the reality that God can pierce in, that God can show you His power, that's why they've kept you from it all these years. In this organization, like in other organizations that I've been to, in churches that I've been to, where a infiltrating satanic chosen one, a Babylon working baby, has infiltrated the church. They've been sent in. The upfront person may not know. The upfront person may be just simply a host that is there looking for help, looking for, you know, kindness, wanting to be a part, wanting to get involved. If they're intact, the upfront person does not realize the inner motivations that are going on. The inner motivations being what? Other personalities that are co-conscious, that are sending up the desires and sending up the thoughts about getting close to the pastor, getting close to the leader, getting close to the head of an organization, of association, of beginning to show deep association. The whole goal is to get in as far as possible, kind of like the Trojan horse. It's going to be strange that many of these organizations and you leaders, you're going to, gifts have been given to you. Gifts have been given to you. Listen, let me just say this real quick. Let me just simply ask you about some of the evidences of a chosen one in your church, in your organization, in law enforcement. Listen, it could be, especially in the military, back in the days when Operation Paperclip and all the German and SS and all the ratlines and the thousands upon thousands of them were led, you know, to come into the United States and all the so-called science. I am telling you, and I'm challenging you to check into that science, whether or not it is a demonized science, whether or not the ancient advanced beings, the demons, the extra-dimensional beings, had their fingers in the heads and the minds of many of those Nazi doctors and gave them the ideas of weaponizing the human being, in such a way as to create an army. Look at the spiritual agenda of the Nazis. Ravensbourg creating Aryan anybody who traces the Aryan, it goes back to the Nephilim, to the blood of the gods, small g, that walk the earth. The human, demonically mixed human being that had powers, clairvoyance, telekinesis, psychic powers, and so forth, powers that came up and began to use the soulful part of the human being and begin to demonstrate counterfeit abilities. You see, God, the Spirit of God, gives to believers what are called charismatic giftings, word of knowledge, word of wisdom, and many other abilities. Those abilities have also been counterfeited by the dark side. Those abilities are in the Nephilim. They're in the ancient blood. They would be in the DNA. Suppose they were to find some of these giants of the past, these Nephilim, the bones. Suppose they were able to get actual DNA. Suppose they were able to begin to genetically transfer that and begin to see that it literally enhances the human. The human can see better and hear better. The human can have night vision. The human can have clairvoyance and telekinesis and powers. They can bend spoons. They can stare at goats and explode the heart of a goat. The Psy Wars and the bits and pieces of the information that came out in the 70s demonstrated the goal of creating Psy Warriors. The powers came directly from demons themselves or from the latent blood of Nephilim that gave, through the blood, in genetics, in the DNA, enhanced abilities. Listen to this key. For everyone that has those so-called latent abilities, psychic abilities, clairvoyance, telekinesis, notice how all of it leads you away from the living, real Christ. Notice how you don't even want to talk about or be engaged with the living, real Christ. Notice your hostility. Notice your aversion to the real Jesus. Notice your willingness to accept a different Jesus that is compatible with the spirituality, the techno-spirituality that you've engaged. Whether latent powers in the genetics or the demons themselves that come and live. By the way, that blood attracts demons. That blood, one of the federal officer's wife that we dealt with for years, the coven that she dealt with. I mean, when they would take blood, they would save that blood. They would trade that blood. That blood would be powerful, and they would numerous times call our agency and tell us to back away, that this person's blood belongs to the Circle of Dominion. And this individual is the one that had a priestess within. And I'll tell you her name, Maria. And she came and has connections with her mother from Germany. And when this woman went to Germany, taking her 13-year-old daughter there to Germany, she came back and gave me a picture of an SS soldier. Supposedly still living, maybe in his 70s or 80s, I don't know. Otto Kreitz. How many SS soldiers got out? How many of the Lebensborn children were sent all around the world? How much of the project continued in Britain, throughout Europe, in Russia, in the United States? It wasn't just a physical agenda. Behind all of it, a secret power of lawlessness, a secret power that is absolutely against the realm, rule, authority, and manifestation of the living God. A secret power that would do anything to suppress God, to replace God, to annihilate God. That's why Satan knows prophecy and stood there in Israel and tried to destroy and that had a hand in. I mean, have you read the scriptures where this fallen ancient being went inside Judas and betrayed the Son of God unto death? But 1,000 years prior, the Word of God said that death that Satan has a hold on, or had a hold on, would not be able to hold Jesus, contain Jesus. because of the legalities, of his sinlessness, of his nature. Because he was fully man, he was the second Adam, as the Word of God says. He came to win back the right, the doorway, the way back to the very heart and face of the living personal God. And he won. And he won again and again and again and again. And I've seen it in 1,000 deliverances and exorcisms where again and again and again, the authority of the living Christ who lives to this day, he is the Alpha and the Omega, once dead, forever alive, and who holds the keys. He holds the keys of death and Hades. So at this organization that I was telling you about, now they have where, you know, the head of this organization is feeling like something is gripping her chest, seizing her in an uncanny and weird way. That others are having these weird headaches and all these things that are occurring to them. I'm going to tell you right now that a secret, covert, spiritual warfare has been going on for years. That they have assigned their people to quadrants. That they have assigned their people with grid maps of churches that they have been praying against in the satanic sense. That they have been leveling spiritual warfare against. If it's been uncanny in the numbers of churches that have been crippled. Leaders that have fallen. Then realize again, biblical prophecy has come true again, that in these end days, it'll be a time of unequaled demonic manifestation, unprecedented in all of human history, way beyond Sodom and Gomorrah, way beyond the days of Manasseh, way beyond old ancient Babylon, way beyond Rome, way, way, way beyond Corinth, Delphi, and all the rest. And the Spirit of God, who leads us to Christ, who leads us to truth, who leads us to God. He has given the information in 1 Timothy 4. He expressly, clearly, truly says that in these end days, a barrage, an unleashing of many hundreds of millions that will come from the other side and begin to manifest. That even doctrines of demons, people will be inspired. Not just in automatic writing where something just literally leads them, goes beyond their own brain and they begin to write, like that book, The Course of Miracles. Like many other books led and guided by ancient spirits who are opposed to the living God, who are part of an agenda to seize the human race and prepare the human race for the great day of God Almighty. Satan doesn't want to eliminate the human race. Even in possession, demons don't want to eliminate a human being. They just want to so subdue them, so incapacitate them, to use them, to bring other demons, to become literally a doorway in which others can come and through which they can begin to teach. Some of you have been taught by the demons how to do rituals, coordinates, languages, drawings, the names of demons. Some of you felt them come into you. Like Sean Sellers said, that when the demon, when he took the protective thing off his chest, remember Sean Sellers who killed his stepfather and his mother, had the satanic altar drinking human blood? When the demonic presence entered him, he said he felt his chest expand. It's real, my friends. It's real. You Luciferians and traditional Satanists and others, you know it. You know that it is real. You absolutely experience it. Now, if you experience it in the sense that you welcome them, then obviously you're not going to see behind the mask. God has revealed that the dark side spirits can masquerade as angels of light. And those who masquerade as angels of light will always lead you in your knowledge, in your spiritual perceptions, in the powers that are given to you, will always lead you further and further and further away from, and even to have a growing hatred of, the real Christ, the Word of God, on the webpage, the newsletter that I've made with this broadcast. Let me just read it to you. The infiltration of the church, government, and military, etc., continues to this day. The infiltrator may or may not know what is going on. Subpersonalities created within can operate without the host person knowing. They are trained for warfare, subterfuge, sabotage, reconnaissance, and harm. They have their ultimate targets, and the sleepers within will wait to the time of activation. Many of these satanic warriors are doing their work now and have wormed their way into targeted areas, organizations, ministries. I'm going to tell again all those military individuals listening, soldiers, officers, scientists, biblical revelation. Maybe you didn't study this in Sunday school. Biblical revelation tells us very clearly that there will be a absolute agenda to infiltrate, to influence, to guide, to lead military development in nations around the world, to lead them in the development of weapons, to give the ideas of weapons that can be used later on. If you understand the great war that's yet to come, if you understand the great battle on the field there around Jerusalem, there around the gate where the living Christ visibly and physically will return to, Revelation 19:19 is the fulfillment, as of this date anyway, of a 3,000-year-old prophecy, Psalm chapter 2. Why do the nations rage and conspire together? They're gathering together, listen, to make their assault on the Holy One of God. Psalm chapter 2 is all about the end game. It prophesies and speaks to the governors, to the leaders, because you, military leaders and government leaders, people in places of power, Satan is searching and looking and seeking to operate through, infiltrate, and offer all kinds of things. The kingdoms of this world, as it would be, if you would simply yield to what's coming into you and yield to what you're receiving and yield to what you're gaining. Inside that organization I'm talking about, there is a warfare going on and have been going on. As they became kind of neutralized by the upfront personality being kind and nice and helpful and wanting to be involved in children's work and all kinds of things, along the way, the coven within. When I say the coven within, I'm talking about the subpersonalities who have been created to and have been created and have received not only programming directives, but have been engaged in the Luciferian doctrine, have been trained in the Luciferian doctrine. They've been trained in ritual blood. They know how to summon the powers. They have felt the powers. They know the abilities they've been given. They, at times, have expressed to me their superiority to us singletons and normies. There's no question they've come to test us and see, satanic warrior monks, to unleash their powers and test them on Christians, to go to churches and see if they can project the psychic spiritual warfare out of their being, to seize individuals. Listen, I was preaching at a church. I was teaching about the satanic agenda and teaching shatter materials, shatter the darkness materials and books and materials that we have put out. And here I have this individual coming to me in a church of about 1,000 members. And he comes to me and tells me, "Russ, this is something really going, you know, really weird going on. Every time the preacher gets up to speak and to preach the word of God to the congregation, I'm in the sound booth and I feel like my mind is being taken over, and that I feel like I'm trying to project my mind out and literally control the thoughts or confuse the mind of the pastor." This pastor has had a number of physical and some really oppressive mental pressure and physical pressure, warfare that's been done secretively, covertly. So the organization that I'm dealing with right now has a major problem within. They've allowed this person way too much access. Way too much access. Because the so-called friendly face, kind, and sometimes even pitiful and in need of compassion face is one thing. But the cult, loyal, empowered personalities within have all along been plotting, unleashing powers, communicating to their handlers and people maybe in an outside coven, that they have been the conduit, the vessel, the doorway through which the demonic agenda would come in under the carpet to attack and cause. Maybe you're in military, maybe you're a pastor, maybe you're in government, maybe you have somebody like this around you, maybe you're in the, you know, a psychologist and a psychiatrist, and maybe you're a counselor. But all of a sudden, you begin to feel things. Headaches, uncanny headaches. You're beginning to realize that they occur when you're around a particular person. Sickness, uncanny sickness. Confusion of mind. Frustration. Blocked prayers. Forgetfulness. Uncanny accidents to where you feel like you've been pushed down. Feel like literally something. Listen, the satanic powers operating in the latent abilities of the soulical side can kind of reach out, especially in astral projection and in remote influence, and so to say, give a push, effect. Maybe you've had the headaches, the sickness, the confusion of mind, the frustration, the blocked prayers, the forgetfulness, the accidents, the money loss, feeling closed in on and all alone. It's about attrition. Little by little by little, they're whittling you down. And it's all about not letting you know what's occurring. You see, they can be sitting in the same room with a smile on their face, sitting in the same sanctuary. They can be sitting there next to you as a military person, you know, at the computer screens, or in the laboratory, or in the offices, you know, wherever. They can be there in your counseling center, and you think that they're only for help, but you have all these weird things going on around you. You're feeling fatigued, and all along, covert, satanic powers are being wielded against you. Some just testing, some to bring you harm, some to keep you confused so they can be hidden. Do you know they have the ability to conjure powers and specific rituals for invisibility? Even the U.S. government, and in warfare, even the writer of the book The Men Who Stare at Goats and the confessions of military individuals that have come out of those projects have talked about the goal of technology, the technology of invisibility. Where do you think it's going to come from? You see, if you still believe demons are just little red-tailed things running around making little grunt sounds or whatever else, then you are still in the deception. These are ancient beings with massive intelligence. They've been around for millennia. They have spawned the early church's battle with the Nicolaitans, with the Gnostics. They have spawned the whole diversion teaching of Mary and the bloodline and the Grail Kings. Gardner is wrong. Aleister Crowley was wrong. Nietzsche was wrong. What's going to happen when you die? Do you have a relationship with the living God? If you're a Christian, do you understand the authority of Christ, Luke 10? The armor of God, Ephesians 6? Do you understand the call of God to get up off that lazy couch, to repent of all kinds of things that you've allowed into your life to keep you spiritually weak? God has come to create powerful spiritual warriors that can unleash the grace of God to the world around us in the gospel message, being unashamed of the power of the gospel in front of Rome, in front of the military, in front of whoever. I don't care who you are. I'm telling you, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of God. I'm not talking about some old-time country gospel music. I'm talking about God's incarnation. The physics of God, the DNA, the genetics of Jesus are unlike anything you have ever, ever laid your eyes on. He's beyond you. He's above you. He's transcendent. But the Word of God says, where can you go from His Spirit? Where can you flee from Him? God sees you in the mountain. God sees you in the secret place. God sees what went on underground in those buildings, in those places, at the Bohemian Grove, at Ravenswood, Raven's Tower, at all those abbeys around the world. He knows what's going on. Why do you think, listen, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 reveals, God reveals a covert, snaky, secret power of lawlessness operating, and you can see it manifested in the secret societies that take people through step-by-step initiations that are coded with that ancient Luciferian doctrine of the real God didn't give you everything. I want to give you everything. I want to bring you to elite status. I want to lead you into a spiritual evolution to become a superior, elitist human being that has secret knowledge. And all of that will aid and abet the damnation of your soul. You will lose your soul. It is real. It is real. My God, listen to me. Yahweh Adonai, Isaiah, 700 years before Jesus ever came, he saw the Lord high and lifted up. Holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. Do you understand the immeasurability of God? Do you understand the concept of the locality of God? Do you understand the infinity of God? Do you understand He's the Logos, the reason behind all that exists? And the Logos was with God, and the Logos was and has always been God. And the Logos became flesh, human flesh, and dwelt. This is the physics of God. This is why He had the authority over nature, over sin, over disease. Only Jesus had these. He didn't have to learn them. He didn't have to acquire them. He came with them. He spoke, and Lazarus was raised from the dead. Power over death, power over sin, power over Satan. The finger of God has come, my friends, and it's time, whether you're, again, governmental, whether you are military, whether you are Luciferian, whether you're a secret society individual, the light of God can come to you. And I pray that with the hearing of this little message, with the hearing of this, I pray that God will visit you. I pray that God will visit you, whether in sign, wonder, vision, or dream, by the presence and power of the Holy Spirit of God, who would be your friend, who would open your eyes, who would show you the difference between the powers of God and the powers of darkness, who would show you the difference between the real love of God and the lust of Satan. Jesus Christ, the physics of the incarnation. Don't sell your soul for elitist powers, even if you think it will weaponize a vast army. If that is your mentality, if that's the paperwork you're working on, if that's the computer stuff you're looking into, if that's the science that you are studying, then you are studying Luciferian science. Then you are studying the darkest of the darkest. And somebody is looking over your shoulder, and their fingers are in your brains, in your minds, and they're leading you and popping ideas into your head of how, as they did in Germany, as they did with Sidney Gottlieb and all the mind control, how to split the core of a human being, how to radically transmute and alter, how to use programming, how to conjure powers, energies, how to get the ancient blood. Hey, by the way, do you think for a moment the Antichrist himself will just be a man in whom is possessed, like Judas? Begin to track the genetics, the DNA, the ancient satanic Luciferian bloodlines. The Antichrist will be born a hybrid, a counterfeit incarnation. When he speaks, and if he is alive now speaking to those groups in Europe, speaking in the secret places in Malta, speaking in the underground caverns. You see, it's only a secret for now. It's all to operate, they all will operate in secrecy until the day of activation, of the Great Revolt, of the Black Awakening, the chaos before the New World Order, the anarchy to collapse existing society and throw it into such, I mean, we're dealing with a tsunami of dark spiritual presence. The world is changing, my friend. You who are on that side, you, some of you who have sold your souls, you have never seen, never felt, never been touched by the compassion, by the love of God, who became a human being and went to a cross as a substitute for you to bring you back. Mr. Military Man, Mr. Scientist, Mr. Governmental Leader, Mr. Psychiatrist, and even to the Luciferians, I beg you in Christ's stead, I implore you to look deeper into the physics of God, the power of God, the agenda of God. God so totally loved the world. In his hands is life and death. In his hands is immortality. What you New Agers have wanted and looked for such a long time, you search in Sumer, you search among the Mayans, and you search in old Atlantis. Immortality. A physical, spiritual body like nothing else that has ever existed in the history of the human race is also at the brink. And the only way to get there is to look full into the face of Yahweh Adonai, Yesu Christu, Jesus Christ. I pray that God will crush, expose, and bind every satanic power that may be over you, on you, or in you. That by the authority of the living Christ, I ask that God stretch out his hands to rip open all of that darkness and let the light of Christ, the light of the Word of God that is unlike any word you have ever looked at, peer into you to give you a glimpse. And if you see the filthiness of your own soul, it's the blood of Jesus that can cleanse you and take every ounce of guilt away. Some of you perpetrators, some of you have created science and been involved, some of you maybe in your 80s with the Oberutus around your wrist. Some of you. But to the Christians and the pastors and the other places, there is a battle and there is a war and they are coming in, and that's why you're seeing an uncanny beating down. And you're wondering where it's coming from. Pray that God will identify the source. Use the authority of Christ, Luke 10, to trample the dark powers, to overcome Nike, win with decisive victory, over all the powers of the enemy, and nothing will harm you. I feel led to say this again. God in human flesh, the Lord Jesus said, what would it profit a man if he gains the whole world yet loses his own soul? I heard somebody say one time, he is no fool to give up that which he cannot keep to gain that which he cannot lose. Government official, secret society leader, Luciferian, military lab person, soldier, psychiatrist, sociologist, I beg you in the sight of God, bow your knee to the living God and receive Christ, new life, the power of God, forgiveness of sins, and the light of God, and the embrace of God, and the gift of eternal life. For those who are battling and those who are going through a war, and you have no idea how horrific this war has been in your life. And if you're a believer going through some of these things, and now you're beginning to realize and you need to get before the Lord and have such a time, such a yieldedness, such a time of affirming your authority and affirming the armor of God and beginning to learn a whole new level of warfare. Because a secret, covert spiritual war has been going on. And though there are hundreds of thousands of diagnosed cases of satanic ritual abuse and multiple personality disorder, DID, whatever you want to call it, there are hundreds of thousands of intact chosen ones whose upfront personalities have no idea that they're being used. They have no idea that they're even missing time. They have no idea that within them, co-conscious with them, our personalities deep within who've been trained over the years, who've been tested in their powers, who've acquired the powers and know how to release them and send them. Grip the power of God. May the Lord Jesus Christ visit, guide, and strengthen. And help some of you to get out now. I plead with you to get out now. If there's blood on your hands, the only way to get it off is Jesus. Just time.